All right, here we go. Back and ready for round 8 of Clown World Matrix. How are you doing on this fine day? Did you get out and vote in the election that we had just yesterday? Did you even have a primary? Well, anyway, I was busy working my own precinct as an election officer. I was the designated sheriff on site. But, you know, as of the time of this recording, I have absolutely no idea who won. But anyway, I digress. Let's go ahead and get the show started. All right. Did you catch any of the Trump CNN town hall meeting that they had last week? You know, that was that hour-long episode where Donald J. Trump absolutely mopped the floor with host Caitlin Collins. I honestly do not believe that that went the way that CNN intended it to go, but nevertheless, it happened anyway. I mean, he absolutely knocked everything out of the park. The crowd, obviously, was very pleased with his performance. It was very easy to spot, you know, the anti-Trump, anti-bad orange man people that were in that audience because they just sat there, dead-faced, stoic, arms crossed the entire time, had absolutely no expression with anything whatsoever. And that's because they knew he was rocking it. They knew he was absolutely destroying it on a national level. And that's why they were so ticked off, is because it was not going the way that they had hoped it to. They hoped that, you know, Trump was going to come away with his tail tucked between his legs, walking off stage, convincing the entire country that he is everything that they have been saying all along and more, and that there's absolutely no chance that he could be running in the 2024 election going forward. But that was not the case. He absolutely obliterated it on that network, the quintessential fake news network, and it was an absolute spectacle and so enjoyable to watch. In fact, the following is the reaction that Anderson Cooper gave the next day. It was basically kind of a concession speech on behalf of the entire network. But this was Anderson Cooper's response to the town hall meeting the day following. Please excuse the Elvis Presley music that is playing in the background. What's wrong with a little King of Rock and Roll playing in the background? Here we go, Anderson Cooper.
That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed, and he is running hard.
Once again, Anderson Cooper responding on behalf of CNN. Now, that's going to lead me into my next segment here. And I'm thinking this needs to be a recurring thing because the establishment, the elites, the globalists, if you haven't noticed, they're doing everything conceivably within their power to keep Trump from running for president in 2024. That's why we had impeachment number one, which failed, impeachment number two, which failed. Then they tried the Stormy Daniels Avenue, that failed. Then they tried the Alvin Bragg Avenue, which was a little bit different course with the Stormy Daniels thing, because they're trying to get Trump lying on campaign contributions and all of that jazz. That seems like that's failing. So that brings me up to what I'd like to introduce as a conceivably new segment on Clown World Matrix, which is the current Trump thing. So the current current Trump thing is the allegations from E. Jean Carroll, where she alleges that Trump raped her back in the mid-90s. This allegedly took place in the Bergdorf Goodman department store, and that is in Manhattan, and this alleged incident took place in either 1995 or 1996. I am assuming that's because the exact year was not remembered. I don't know how you would not remember everything about that incident, but apparently it didn't happen with this particular one. Regardless, Trump was that he was not guilty, so that's all been cleared. But for some reason, we've got a battery charge where he has to pay $5 million. So we got to pay $5 million for the battery charge. What's interesting to me, and this is something that I just found out, is, okay, this happened, this has been almost, we're going on 30 years now, we're well beyond a quarter of a century. So the question is, okay, why are we finding out about this now for the first time? And so at the time of the alleged offense, Carroll did not report the incident to authorities for fear of backlash from Trump and his supporters. This is what Carroll said during the trial. So she didn't bring it up back in the mid-90s for fear of backlash from Trump and his supporters. So it's brought to light now that he's been president of the United States and you have this backing of half the country, and many of them adamantly, without hesitation, back him. And it's occurring right before the election year. So you don't report it back then for fear of backlash from Trump and his supporters. So you go ahead and report it now. Am I out of line for asking questions here? But anyway, I think I'm going to keep, this is going to be a recurring thing so we can all stay up to date on what the current Trump thing is in order to try to prevent him from running for president in 2024. It's going to be very difficult for them to introduce another virus next year that would look a little bit obvious, you know. COVID-2023, this just happened exactly 4 years ago and now it's happening again. So we've got to prompt the whole mail-in ballot thing again. No, they're going to have to take a different approach. They just haven't found the thing that has worked yet. So until they do, they're going to keep reintroducing the current Trump thing, and that's what we will be covering on Clown World Matrix to make sure that you are up to date on what that thing is. All right, now we've got, it was just announced that Elon Musk has named a new chief executive officer at Twitter. This is Linda Yaccarino. She is currently over at NBC Universal, and this announcement has, for good reason, sparked a little bit of reluctance, hesitancy, outrage, if you will, because of her ties to the World Economic Forum. Now, anytime anyone is connected to the WEF, that should be major red flags. If you have participated in the World Economic Forum to any degree, that's a major red flag. Now, there's some out there that are saying, okay, let's see how this goes. Let's see how this plays out. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Although I dare say there's not much doubt when you're tied to that organization. But anyway, she is coming over from NBC Universal. Now, this is going to be an interesting tactic on how she promotes ad buying on Twitter, because at NBC Universal, she has had to try to tell would-be buyers to shun online ads and to instead buy on TV, because she's at NBC Universal. Now, being over at Twitter, she's going to have to tell the same buyers and potentially new buyers to not do TV ads and instead do online ads. So that'll be interesting just to see from an operational standpoint how that will play out. But anyway, Linda Yaccarino has been named the new CEO at Twitter. And to me, I have always looked at Elon as, I've never painted him with a broad stroke on being a globalist, and I've never done the same thing of painting him as this, you know, white hat good guy who's out to, you know, promote freedom and liberty for all. I honestly think Elon does what's best for Elon. And to me, this is not one of Elon's good moves. I don't think this is a good move at all on Elon's part. And to me, you have to look at everything with a grain of salt, especially when it comes to what Mr. Musk does. You know, he's advocating for this Neuralink thing, which is a brain chip implant interface. So trying to, you know, the whole transhumanism, merging human beings with technology. You know, there's a whole lot of dark stuff there that we really should not be messing with. And to me, you really need to have your guard up with Elon Musk. I know I've promoted him because I think there's good stuff that he's done, and I've promoted that in the past on this show. And I think that he's made a lot of good changes over at Twitter. But to me, you have to watch everything he does, because at the end of the day, he's going to do what he's going to do, and we can't just assume that that's going to be in the best interests of all the rest of us. So watch him, folks. Watch him. Take it all with a grain of salt. All right, now I want you to ask yourself, in your own mind, what do you consider to be the most dangerous terroristic threat to America today? Now, you may think it could be the influx of illegal aliens from the southern border. You could think it is perhaps the swamp that resides perpetually in Washington, D.C. You may even think it's, you know, from an economic standpoint, the threats of inflation, job loss, the government overspending that is occurring. You know, it could be a whole myriad of things that you consider to be the most dangerous terroristic threat to America. But that leads us into this week's Gaslighting of the Week, where we will actually find out what the most dangerous terroristic threat to America is. So without further ado, we will go ahead and get into this week's Gaslighting of the Week. And for this week's Gaslighting of the Week, we have our resident in chief, our resident of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, speaking in front of the Howard University commencement class, informing all of us what the actual most dangerous terroristic threat to America is today.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
So according to our commander-in-chief, white supremacy is the most dangerous terroristic threat to America today. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Okay, it was Biden. This could be one of his gaffes. Maybe he just went off script a little bit and said it. Just kind of sleight of hand. You know, it's Biden, right? We've heard the things that Biden has said in the past. So you'd say, okay, maybe this is just one of another one where we can add to his gaffes. However, on MSNBC, they had DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on to help clarify, you know, did Biden actually mean what he said? And surprisingly enough, Secretary Mayorkas doubled down on that.
At his commencement address for the Howard University graduates, called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now. Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiments, false narratives, personal grievances, and the like. And regrettably, we have seen a rise in white supremacy.
And so the frightening takeaway from all of this is, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're pro-America, if you're pro-family, if you're pro-faith, if you just want to live your life in peace and harmony with your neighbor and not have the government on your back about everything under the sun, or if you happen to question the official narrative on anything, then you're a white supremacist and you're a terroristic threat. That's where we are today. It's absolute. It's hard to wrap your mind around this. I mean, it really to grasp what it is that they're saying. And this is our White House administration preaching to us and giving us that this is the narrative now. But then again, this is why we have this show where we talk about things like this. A generation, two generations ago, you wouldn't hear stuff like this because things seemed they had the appearance of being a lot more simplified then. But nowadays, it's just gloves off. They're not trying to hide anything anymore. So that brings us to the conclusion of this week's gaslighting of the week. White supremacy is the most dangerous terroristic threat to the United States. You know, in the midst of all of this craziness, I think it's very important, and this is something that honestly I've been struggling to do myself lately, is it's so easy to get wrapped up in the darkness, in the madness, in the chaos of this world, that we really need to pause, to stop, and reflect on what the truly important things are in life. You know, I do this gaslighting of the week thing every week because, you know, they try to divide us from every conceivable angle. I discussed this way back, I think it was in the very first episode, how they want to divide us with, you know, race is the big thing. You know, they divide us along our gender to where they've, you know, it's used to have male and female, and now it's, you know, fill in the blank. So they try to divide us there. And it's divide and conquer. That is the strategy they use. And we have to do our best to stay out of that fray, to not get caught up in that, because all that's going to do is have us fighting and yelling with one another. And we really need to find that common. We need to come back to finding that common ground as human beings. Really get back to who we are at a core level. We really need to get God back in the midst of everything. That's the one thing that's been kind of pushed out of society at an aggregate level, is God. How about that? How about we invite God back in to what we do in life? All right, well, I better go ahead and bug out for this week. There's some things I got to get wrapped up before I get this thing published. And like I said, I've got to be working this election thing from, I think I've got to be there at 5 a.m. And I will not be dismissed until 6 p.m. And we could conceivably still have people standing in line at that point. But anyway, episode 8 is now in the bag. I really thank you for tuning in to Clown World Matrix this week. My name is Gabriel. I would appreciate it if you have not already done so, or if you have done so and already shared this with a friend, a loved one, go ahead and share it with somebody else. We are really trying to expand our listening audience for Clown World Matrix. My plan is to have these shows keep getting better and better in quality and information, and we really want you to be able to tune in every week and just enjoy getting that new episode of Clown World Matrix. So I thank you again for tuning in this week, and I hope you have a great one. Come back next Wednesday where we will have another fresh, beautiful episode of Clown World Matrix for you. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.